Good afternoon. Welcome to Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke. Letitia is the CEO of ARS Roofing and Gutters, celebrating two decades here in Sonoma County. She's gained recognition through appearances on Mike Rowe's Returning the Favor and the Kelly Clarkson Show. Please welcome Letitia Hanke. Hi, Letitia.
Hello. Thank you very much and welcome everyone to Raise the Roof. We're going to be asking the expert today with my special guests from Nature Pacific Pest Services and Construction. We'll be talking to them in just a moment. But what is Raise the Roof all about? Of course, if you're new to the show, we like to highlight community members and experts in the world of construction. So hopefully today you'll learn a few little things about bugs or maybe how you could keep bugs away. That's why I have them here today. So, but before we get started with bugs, I have a few announcements to make. Some of you may have noticed that we have a new song for the intro. I wonder why. Well, I've been promising for the last probably 3 months to let you know about our special celebrity guest that we have coming to the Lime Foundation's Believe in the Dream fundraiser coming up on September the 12th. And that just happens to be Paula Cole. And Paula is, I know, I'm excited too. Oh my gosh. Paula is going to come do a very, very special performance for us that evening. We still have about 99 tickets remaining for this event. It will sell out. I say this every year and then people wait till the very last minute. I promise you it's going to sell out. So you can come and celebrate with us and help us raise critical funds for our programs. One of our programs, which is called the Next Gen Trades Academy, we just graduated 62 young people that want to go into the construction trades from this last year, in which only 22 are left to find great careers in the construction trades. So who do you know out there that works at, you know, they have an electrical business or maybe another roofer or even in general contracting that needs some more help? We have some great graduates waiting for that opportunity. So we'll make sure to post all of our contact information so that way you can reach out to us and we can help you find that special team member that you've been looking for. So at this event, we have a lot of really great sponsors that are going to help us with this event. So I always like to mention these special folks to you. So number one, Nature Pacific Pest Services is one of our sponsors this year, along with Bank of Marin and the Treasure House, WSI Smart Marketing, and of course, our grand sponsors. We want to give a special thank you to the Federated Indians of Grayton Rancheria and yours truly, ARS Roofing and Gutters. Woo-woo! So that's just to name a few of our sponsors. And I want to thank everybody for just, you know, coming through for us and making this event a very special event. So if you go to believelime.com and we'll have it posted, you can get your ticket today and come and enjoy a really great, fantastic show that's coming up. So before we get to our guests, I always like to talk a little bit about what the month that we're in, what's the special month. And this month of August happens to be National Black Business Month. And I'm really excited about this because it celebrates black businesses. And here in Sonoma County, there are so many really great businesses that I love frequenting, and most of them are going to be food places. But, you know, if you didn't know, back in 2004, Frederick E. Jordan Sr., who was an engineer, and John William Templeton, a historian, started the National Black Business. They founded the National Black Business Month, and the purpose is simply to highlight the vital role of Black-owned businesses to the overall economy. So, how can you support that movement? Do business with a Black-owned business here in Sonoma County. So, I'm going to name a few that I enjoy very much. Let's first start off with some food. Yes, my favorite. So if you've never been out to Saucy Mama's out in Guerneville, that's a must go do and have, starting with that. But there's also Red Rose Catering and Legacy Barbecue. If you're a coffee drinker, head over to Big River Coffee Company. That's a great place if you're a coffee drinker. But one of my favorite places is Cafe Frida. I meet with our trades team there every month. We love going to Cafe Frida. If you're a sweets person, like myself, Sebastopol Cookie Company. If you've never been there, you must go there and enjoy. And fine dining, one of my definitely favorite places that I've been to recently as far as fine dining goes, Table Culture Provisions out in Petaluma. It was absolutely amazing. Just a great food experience. If you want to have a really great date night, that's a place that I could tell you definitely need to get to. If you're a wine drinker, Fogcrest Vineyards is a great place for you to check out for sure. That's a great Black-owned business. And, you know, this is the summertime. This is a time that people are doing a bunch of construction work and trying to get things done. So, you know, if you got to get your roof done, I do know someone that you could do that with. That happens to be me, Ayres Roofing and Gutters. We'd love to be able to take care of any of your roofing needs, so feel free to call us. Fondari Finish Construction is a general contractor. And if you're looking to do a remodel or, you know, for your kitchen or your bathroom or build a new house, I work with them all the time, and they're just a great business to work with. Or maybe you just want to put up some really nice lights up in your kitchen, maybe those under the cabinet lights or so. Core Electrical Services is a Black-owned business here in Sonoma County. So I'm just naming a few because I would be here half the day naming some really great businesses. So I'm going to actually have them posted on our site. Sonoma County Tourism, Press Democrat, and the North Bay Black Chamber all have links to these Black-owned businesses. So you can go to the website and check that out, and hopefully you'll have a chance to celebrate with us this month. So next, I have to give you guys some roofing tips, right? I mean, this is a roofing show, duh. So we can't end the show without, you know, some roofing tips of the month. So this month, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit more about, you know, our fire season. Now, as most of you probably have known or smelled, there's been a lot of smoke in the air because fire season really kind of started early this year. So I wanted to give you guys a few proactive tips of things that you could be doing to help as we move into this season. So I've talked about it, I think, previously with your roof maintenance and making sure that you're removing leaves and debris off of your roof and keeping your gutters cleaned. That is a very important. Actually, Cal Fire actually posted about making sure that you're keeping your gutters cleaned of debris and also installing gutter screens. So those are two things that you could do. Clean the debris off your roof, clean out your gutters, and then go ahead and install gutter screens. ARS happens to install fire-resistant gutter screens, so we could take care of that for you all at one time. We'll clean all the debris off the roof, clean out your gutters, and then install your screens, and you'll be good to go. But probably the most important thing for you to do is to have your roof inspected. Some of you can't even see your roof, so you don't even know, you know, what's up there. So why not have us do that for you? Now, normally, this is a $450 service. However, if you mention, you call my office and you mention Raise the Roof, there will be no fee for this inspection. So just make sure you mention Raise the Roof and we will come out and do this inspection for you at no charge. We'll let you know what we see. We'll take some photos and be able to let you know what you need to do to continue to maintain your roof and keep it safe for fire season. Okay, so I'm looking forward to getting those phone calls. We've been getting some and we're happy to help you guys, and I hope those tips were helpful for you. So we're going to go into a quick little commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Nature Pacific Pest Services and Construction. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Brad Burgum, CFO of Poppy Bank Epicenter. Poppy Bank is a true community partner. There's nothing like dropping by Poppy Bank in downtown Santa Rosa and being greeted by name with a smile. These kinds of relationships are invaluable for local small businesses like ours. Thanks to Poppy Bank, we have recovered from the shutdowns and we are in a great position to thrive.
Poppy Bank has been named Best Business Bank for a reason. Bank with a financial partner who lends locally. Visit poppy.bank for more information. POPPY.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen the first Tuesday of each month at 12:30 for Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, right here on KSRO. Raise the Roof celebrates people in our community who are actively contributing to or possess expertise in the field of construction. Hear great info for contractors, community members, and our youth with insights for daily life. Brought to you by ARS Roofing and Gutters. Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, the first Tuesday of the month, and podcasts at ksro.com.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
License number 254603.
Hey, Danny, can you come in here?
Sure thing, Aunt Laura. Be right there.
What's up?
I was over at Mom and Dad's last night, and, well, Dad went on and on about how he put his name on the radio and his picture on GoTellyPlumbing.com.
Oh, no. Grandpa Gatelli's not mad at me, is he?
He could never be mad at you. Actually, he loves it.
Oh, thank goodness.
He said your idea for the Grandpa Gatelli Comfort Club is perfect.
Really?
Yep, and he couldn't be prouder. We are keeping his name in plumbing held high.
Amazing!
Dad said all his old buddies and plumbing friends keep calling him about it. He feels like a celebrity. Now he doesn't leave the house without sunglasses and a hat.
Hiding from the paparazzi?
Trying to, but that Super Mario-looking hat is giving him away.
Visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. I am so happy to introduce my guest here today, Bobby Ramirez and Tony Pais from Nature Pacific Pest Services and Construction. They are here out of Sonoma County. They service both Sonoma County and Marin. And they are my heroes. I'll tell you that I actually call Bobby Ant-Man because he's helped me for so many years with my ant issues. And I appreciate you guys being here today. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, number one, I have to tell you, out of all of my guests, you guys have received the most questions ahead of time. And unfortunately, we don't have all day to talk about all these questions, but I do have a few specific ones. But I first want to just hear from you about, you know, what does your company do, Bobby?
Yeah, we offer a bunch of pest services, rodent services, large animal services, termites, bird exclusion work, and then Tony heads up our construction division where they do repairs. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, so our construction division specializes in wood destroying organisms and structural and cosmetics. So trim, rim joists, subfloors, soffits, pretty much anywhere there's activity from these pests.
So you guys do everything in-house when it comes to damages as well from, you know, say termites and things like that. You guys do everything in-house?
Yes.
Correct.
And are you finding a lot of termite issues? I know we just did a roof recently that had a bunch of termite damages, which of course I told the client to call you. So what kind of work do you do with termites?
So with the termite work, a lot of the times we find like subterranean termites, which are coming from the ground in a lot of crawl spaces, and we're finding dry woods more so in attics and eaves, siding. I just came from an inspection where we found large amounts of pellets throughout the crawl space and exterior.
And how do people watch out for that? Or like, what are the signs for it if they're looking around their homes?
Some good signs would be swarming. They swarm certain parts of the year, and then looking for pellets that fall. They're going to be like light tan and dark brown. And they'll be in areas where they're kicking them out of kick-out holes from within the galleries.
Do you recommend people kind of every once in a while walk around their house and just check things out so that way they can look out for these kind of things?
Yes, but we actually recommend doing periodic inspections, which would be an annual inspection of the crawl space, attic, perimeter of the home, and living space. This kind of gives you eyes on areas you're not normally looking at.
Yeah, that's really good because I know it could get really expensive if you keep letting them, you know, eat at that wood and stuff. So I'm glad that you guys do that service. But one of the things I have to ask you guys about, because I love in the summertime, you know, going on picnics and doing things outside and eating my food outside. But I have those pesky yellow jackets that want to come and just eat at all my stuff. Tell me a little bit more. How can I like deter those things away from me so I can actually enjoy my steak?
Totally. One of the best things to do is, it's going to be counterintuitive, but don't hang up those yellow jacket bait stations. Those yellow jacket big stations you can get at Home Depot, Ace, what have you. If you put those in there, there's an attractant in there. And so you are just attracting more and more workers. And yellow jackets, they'll forage for food during the summer months up to a quarter mile away. So if you have an attractant hanging in your yard, you are inviting them over there. So you want to take those down. Don't buy those. You are going to bring all the yellow jackets.
Well, how do I keep them away? Because I literally bought those. You know, should I take a little piece of meat and put
go
it
hang
down?
Them in your neighbor's yard?
You know, you said that live on. You know, I'm just saying. What should I do then? You know, to get them to stay away from my food when I'm trying to eat it? Should I take a piece of my steak and like put it down? You know, 10 feet away. What are some suggestions?
Yeah, that could help. getting, just walking around your house and seeing if you find an actual nest.
Okay.
Because if you find a nest, you treat it, eliminate it, right? But as I said, they forage for food up to a quarter mile away. So they could just be flying from, you know, neighbors way down at the end of the block or an open field close to a creek. But if you don't find a nest on your property, what you can do is have actual bait stations hung up in your yard where they can go in and eat and then take it back to their nest where the queen is. Eliminate the queen.
Yes, I want to do that, please. Well, good. That's really good advice. That was probably, I think that was the third question. But the first question that people asked about were ants. Of course, you know, this is the time of year as well. And I think also maybe the winter season. Is there a time of year that you're seeing ants more and more? And are there things that people could be doing to keep ants away?
Totally. We see a big upkick in calls for ants twice a year. Winter, when it starts to pour out and their nests get flooded, they want to come inside. So we get lots of calls then. Then during the summer when it's really hot and dry and they're actually searching for water. So you'll find them in kitchens, bathrooms, around sinks, tubs, what have you. What can people do to reduce the amount of ants? Actually, landscaping helps. Preventative landscaping. Don't let shrubs just overgrow. Stay on top of pruning and trimming them back. We tell people 2 feet away from the house because the roots are going to contain moisture. You know, plants need water. So that's going to attract ants. It's going to attract other pests too. So keeping plants trimmed away from the house is a big preventative thing that people can, they can do that themselves. Or if they have, you know, a regular landscaper, just let them know. Prune these shrubs and bushes back.
I love that. I love that you gave those tips because it's always nice if we can do some things. Like my husband, he's a bug lover. He will literally just hang out with little bugs and pet them. So he doesn't want to kill them. And I know you're listening, Jake. So that's why I was asking, you know, what are some things that we can do to help keep them alive and not stomp on them? But speaking of stomping on, spiders. So spiders, that was the second most question. So I have a personal question in regards to daddy long legs. Yeah. Now, they are creepy. But I've heard that they're like the good guys or whatever. So just tell us a little bit about spiders. You know, should we not stomp on them? Or, you know, are they helping us in some kind of way? Or should I just call you to get rid of them all?
No, you shouldn't call me to get rid of them all. I think spiders are pretty cool. I like them. And there's so many beneficial spiders, right? They do eat other insects. If you're starting to see so many spiders, then kind of look at what their food source is. What are they going after? What's attracting them? And kind of eliminate that, and that'll help reduce the amount of spiders. Doing that ant preventative stuff, that bushes and trees trimming, that will also help reduce spiders too. They like to make nests or lay their egg sacs in those overgrown foliage. So if you do those kind of things, it'll help reduce them. And daddy long legs, yeah, they're harmless.
But they're creepy. Can we at least agree on that?
So, yeah.
So yes, I will leave the little daddy long leg over in the corner and let him chill up in there, and I'll leave him alone, I promise. The other thing for me, this is a personal question. I asked all the other people's questions, and I'm going to ask my own. So crane flies, I call them mosquito hawks. JK's when I say that.
Yeah.
So is it true that they like eat mosquitoes? Now, I'm asking this as a real question because it's always just been this myth that crane flies eat mosquitoes and they're good for you. I cannot stand these things. They speak to me. They go, you know, they make all these little noises right in my ear, and I'm just trying to like get rid of them all the time. Tell me a little bit about those things. Should I just like somehow learn to love them?
Yeah, or at least just be at peace with them. They definitely don't eat mosquitoes. They don't eat insects whatsoever. And they probably creep because they look like big flying spiders, right?
Yeah, they do.
But they really don't do anything, and they fly around pretty lethargically. They look dumb, right? They just fly around all clumsy. They don't do anything. They hang out on shrubs and bushes. So again, we go back to doing things around your house that will prevent pests. If people tend to see a ton of these, we have eco-friendly products that we can spray their landscape with to help reduce them. But they are a flying pest, so we could eliminate the ones that are there at their property then, but more could fly, you know, within a week.
Cool. Yeah. They just hatch, and even more of them come to annoy me. Got it. So you didn't help me at all. Thanks, Bobby. All right. So, Tony, let me ask you a quick question, you know, when it comes to rodents. I know you guys work with that. I did a roof, you know, several years ago where raccoons had, like, torn into the shingles, torn down into, you know, the plywood and got, was out in the attic hanging out and making babies. Okay. So what are some of the things, again, that people could be looking for? Or what are the type of rodents that you're seeing that's causing the most damage, I would say?
So we see a lot of rodents in attics. They ruin the insulation. They soil it with urine and feces, which can be, you know, kind of a health problem. Now, it gets even more severe when they get into your ducting system. A lot of the flex ducting in attics for your AC and heating is very thin, and we'll find that they'll chew through and use the ducting as like roadways throughout the house. So these should be removed. That's probably the most damage we see in terms of like high dollar cost repairs. We also see it a lot in crawl spaces, where they're burrowing under the foundation. Usually they're Norway rats. And they also could ruin previously installed vapor barriers, ducting that's in the crawl space, you know, if it is down there. Chewing through wires, having to rewire, which can become hazardous for your home. So those are some of the things that we see a lot of. Things you could look for would be openings in foundation vents. If you see it and you're like, oh, I haven't had my house inspected, it kind of like I was saying earlier with inspections, these are good things to just know what's going on, right? Because we're not always walking around our house looking for rats, right? So having this done kind of gives you like an overview of what could be going on or what isn't going on.
So it's very important to have that attic inspection. I remember seeing a picture on your Instagram what rats did up with the insulation up in the attic space. That's insane. Do you see that a lot? And you guys do that service, right?
We definitely do that service. We see that far too often. If people were doing the preventative inspections either once a year or twice a year, just getting someone up in their attic, down in their crawl space, we could catch it early. But they do a lot of damage to insulation where you have to remove it all, disinfect and sanitize the attic space, vacuum all the feces, and then reinstall new insulation. So those are big jobs.
Well, I like using you guys because of the fact that, you know, you try to do what you can to, you do try to save the animal if you can, but, you know, you take care of rat services and then you use, you know, your remedy or the products that you use are natural products, right? Is that part of the name of your company?
Yeah, definitely. So for rodents, we can do that without any pesticides, rodenticides at all. Do proper construction exclusions. Tony and his crew will take care of that. And then do trapping. You know, classic snap traps, they'll do the trick as long as you bait them properly and use a food source that those rodents are familiar with. There's no need to introduce a pesticide or rodenticide.
Ooh, you guys sound like a business that all of us could use. You know, before we go, you know, what's one piece of advice that you can leave with us so that way we can, you know, either know what to look out for, but just tell us a little bit, like one little piece of advice.
You got a tip for them, Tony?
Like I said before, annual inspections, I think, is the biggest thing. You know, having that as a preventative measure, even if nothing's going on, you're not hearing anything, it's just a good way to know what is going on in your home.
Yeah. If I could piggyback off that, it's just like your car maintenance, right? You don't always have it broken down, but you go in once a quarter and get an oil change and a routine maintenance. If you do that and you think of your home as, hey, I'm just going to maintain it, you ain't going to have a big problem.
Well, you guys, this has been superb to give. You guys gave so much information in these last 15 minutes. I'm hoping people will know you got to call these guys to help you out if you're having any pest problems or rodent problems. Call Nature Pacific Pest Services and Construction. Bobby and Tony, we appreciate you very much for being here on the show. And I hope you guys have enjoyed the show today, even though we talked about bugs, you know, most of the whole time. Next month, we're going to feature Cassius Camus of Northern Pacific Power Systems for solar. So we're going to have a little bit of solar conversation. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. This has been Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke. Have a blessed and lovely day. I don't want to wait.